part any of us really care about when it comes to this song. Nobody cares about the rest of that song. It's just the beginning. The intro makes the song, right? Because what else is that song about?
I don't know.
Is it even about the world being a vampire? Does it just mean it sucks the life out of you? You know? You ever think about that? Anyways. So, how are we doing, people of the far reaches of the Neverworld? Heading home from work. Came in at 9 a.m., leaving at 11:30 p.m. So, that's my day. And that's kind of the way it rolls sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Listen to it.
I'm allowed, people. I'm allowed to yawn today. I am allowed. Okay. For reals. And yes, for reals is a word. Reels. You can think about fishing reels. You can be thinking about reels. Like four reels, right? And there's your two examples. That's all I have to provide you with for that to be a legitimate word. So I've just legitimized it. Feel free to use it in the future, and you're welcome. So, how are y'all doing? It's been a while. It's been a crazy last couple weeks, right? Just, you know, it's the way it goes. Okay, I'm not going to yawn every time for you, but yeah, so last week, let's see, I told you guys I got three kittens now, right? Yeah, my wife brought one home and decided that the third kitten out of the pack that wasn't getting adopted, she needed to bring home so that I would have three kittens instead of two. And I don't know if I ever went back and told you a story about getting the two kittens for him, but I did kind of surprise them with it. So that was cool. And then they surprised me with an extra one. How nice of them. Yes, I know. So yeah, got the kittens and just took them to the vet today because we're thinking they're like 10, 11 weeks and we're hoping to start getting them snipped and whatnot or spayed, whatever. I don't know. What do you do to a cat, right? And they're girls, all three of them. So I don't know how that turned out. But whatever it is you do, we couldn't do it today because turns out they're only 8 weeks old by the veterinarian's expertise. So whatever, dude didn't tell us the truth on how old they were whenever we got them. Surprise, surprise, right? I mean, what do you expect out of people? They don't want to deal with these cats and they want to get rid of them. Whatever, okay. Obviously, the cats are good. Vet said they're in perfect health, so we're doing something right, you know? And they're playful, so that's what counts. And not to mention that, you know, they sleep in my bed with me. So, maybe I'm not allergic to cats. Nope, I'm not letting that one come out. That was a false statement. I apologize for lying on the radio. Podcasts, airwaves. I don't know. I think we're best off with airwaves since this is a podcast and it goes through the Wi-Fi mania stuff. So, I'm running this red light. Hope you don't mind. Oh, there it went. Okay, and I didn't die, so we are in luck. Car next to me did it too, though, so don't feel all so bad. Yes, I was told today that I shouldn't be teaching my daughter how to drive because apparently, okay, here's what happened. All right, we were at work and we work together, and so she's getting off, you know, and I'm realizing I'm gonna be there for a little bit longer, right? So I said, well, why don't you just drive home, you know, just take my car and go. That way you don't have to wait for me. And you know, the other people are with me. And, you know, my peers, not hers. And they're like, what? And I was like, yeah, you just take the car and go. You know how to drive. Take it. You know? And she's like, that's illegal. I can't do that. Blah, 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 blah. You know? And I'm just like, look, it's only illegal if you get caught, right? I mean, really. Come on, people. You know it's true. If she didn't get caught, it's like it never happened. Okay? It really, realistically, that's the truth. I know. I know. I make her drive at night, too. So, yeah, so this being that she's 15 and she has a learner's permit and supposed to have an adult with her at all times. But realistically, this is 2021. I'm on my phone, half paying attention whenever she's driving anyway, because that's just what we do now, right? She's got to learn. I mean, okay, seriously. Don't you think she should learn how to drive with a phone in her hand as she's driving? Isn't that what everybody does? Everybody. Nobody's not texting and driving. Except maybe people in New York who are still wearing masks. But, I mean, you know, what do you expect? It's Juneteenth, you know, whatever. And New York is still wearing masks whenever they go outside through Central Park. Yes, I have friends who live there, and they're wearing masks like they're supposed to be. And I'm just like, no, people, wake up. Like, how did, like, these are people I was like dogs with, you know what I mean? Like my home skillets from back in the day, and they're wearing masks outside. Yes, we're switching subjects, because this drove me up the wall. How are you gonna wear a mask outside? Okay, this is like watching people in the car next to you wearing a mask with windows up. I'm sorry, are you gonna get infected in your own car? You got other things to worry about if that's the case, right? Like, you might as well go, you know, start eating brains or something already. Because this is ridiculous. Like, I don't know. I feel like telling some of these people, look, you're already getting your stimulus check next month. Just move on with your life, you know? Or maybe they're thinking, if I keep this mask on, I'll get another one after that. I don't know. But it's not worth it, people. Move on with your lives. Throw the mask in the trash, right? There's no need for these things. Get rid of them. Burn them, right? Strangle, I don't know. They're already strangling sea turtles with them, because, my word, you know, that's like, you know, they were, first it was, oh, let's get rid of all the plastic straws because, you know, they're bad for the environment. And guess what? Yeah, sure they are, but guess what? All that waste is not coming from the United States. All that waste is coming from, like, Taekwondo and whatever else places, you know? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Just out there, away from Vietnamese areas, you know? Like, have you seen how they recycle? They don't. They just throw in a lot of cargo ships and just kind of push it around. That's why this crap's all in the ocean. Or, I mean, maybe America's selling the trash to them to take. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. I really wouldn't. But realistically, it's all trash. It's all going in the ocean. And let's pray it goes in the bottomless pits of Never Never Land and it gets burned in a volcano. We never have to see it again. I mean, that's realistically the best thing that could have happened to it. But, in the meantime, all your stuff is now going in the oceans and smothering sea turtles and dolphins and baby whales. Okay, that's what you people with the mask are doing to the environment. It's your fault we're having global warming because there's so many masks, it's heating up the earth. Yeah, I don't know. And any which way I can spin this, I'm going to, because I just think masks are dumb. Dumb. Okay, let me knock on wood here for a moment, even though I really don't need to. And say, I just gave blood. Yeah, that's right. 2 pints, people. 2 pints of blood. I know. It's not really that much. But I am at the, 5.5 gallon mark? I don't know. And so, they did a test on my blood for the COVID antibodies, right? And guess what? I ain't got none. Because I've never had it. Okay? I'm sorry. I got 10 kids. 10. 10 kids. I got a wife, I got churches we go to, we got playgrounds we play at, we got gyms we work out at, we got food service industries we work with or go to. I mean, we're everywhere, right? And you're telling me that we haven't had COVID? So either I'm super immune and a super freaking hero and I don't know it, or this is a fake freaking disease and y'all gotta get over this stuff, okay? Or it's a disease that comes and goes, and guess what? It's like the flu, and you just hope you don't get it and you move on with your life and not wear a mask for the rest of your life. Okay, go move. I don't know. I'm tempted just to sell all these mask people to Texas and just let them actually be their own country like they've always wanted and just leave them there. And Texans, I know you don't want to have to do it, but you already got the guns and you can just kind of shuffle them around and patrol them as it is, right? I think that's fair. Texas Rangers can come back and they can patrol all these left wingers who are going to be graffitiing true love waits. I don't know, whatever crap they graffiti, but yeah, you get the point. I hate this stuff. So that's my rant. And yeah. So anyways, it was my dad's 66th birthday this year. So I was talking to someone else earlier about it, and do you know what he said to me whenever he opened his 66th birthday card? You don't? He said I could have just gotten him one. I love this joke. It's I'm serious, it's like an elevator. It works on so many levels. So yes, that's 2 dad jokes in one. But I'm ching, right? You gotta love that, you know? That's how we raise the bar. So anyhow, yeah, 66th birthday card, you know, Yeah, it wasn't the first one. It was the second. Nope, it was the 66th card. He said, you could have just gotten me one.
So, could you imagine actually doing that to somebody? Oh, my word, that would be horrific.
Horrific.
There better be money in each one, that's all I got to say. Or if you just look, like, start with pennies and then work your way up nickels and dimes and quarters and dollars and fives and tens. And by the time you get to the end of it, you've got $66 out of 66 cards. I think that would be fun. I could do that. So that's a lot of cards with pennies, as I'll tell you that, because I don't know. Anyways, yeah, guys, I really hope things have been going good for you. My family, we're all getting baptized. Well, I'm not. My wife's not. But the kids are all getting baptized this Sunday, so that's a blessing. Father's Day weekend, going out on the boat and probably doing a little fishing, maybe a little bit of camping, probably a little kayaking and tubing. Yeah, but you know what? It's spending time with the kids is going to be a good part. I don't really look forward to those activities because they're more stressful than anything, because, you know, I kind of have to police everybody and keep the nerves down and kind of do all that stuff and deal with this heat and the sun at the same time. But it is worth it for my children, who get the experience of doing these things because they love it, and that's what I care about. And when they, you know, are out on their own and go camping, they're going to love all the, you know, skills they'll have at doing this. But whenever they become parents again, one day in the future, Lord willing, they will understand what I went through. And hopefully they will come to me and be like, Father, I don't know what you're thinking, you're crazy. And I'll be like, yeah, I know, that's why there's 10 of you. But anyways, that's all I got for you. Good weekend coming up. The baseball league's going pretty good. We're getting some registrations, getting things there taken care of. So that's been all right. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't think I've really got too much more for you guys. At least, you know, not for right now. So yeah, so I'm pulled up back at home, and you know, this is about the end of things. So I will leave you with a little bit of a song, and I'll talk to you later. All right. Oh, oh, oh. All right, guys. Oops. Wrong verse.